that's how I feel. I'm feeling abstract. I'm feeling a bit abstract tonight. Caught my theory of spontaneous similitude. My theory of spontaneous similitude. I tell you. It goes, everything is like something. Anything is like something else. Algebraically. A equals B. A equals B. It's my theory that should I start a sentence with a phrase like, I am like, that whatever would pop into your mind, and the first thing that you would say would make sense. Oh, I can see you're impressed. We're gonna try this out. Jimmy, bring the band down behind you, boys. Jimmy, complete this phrase. I am like
a used piece of hotel soap.
I am like a used piece of hotel soap. It makes sense, doesn't it? It really does. Isn't that sad? Tony, complete this phrase. I am like
my old Buick Riviera.
His old Buick Riviera. Beaten up, clapped out. Postman drove a caddy, you understand? I just see a race across a ridge trailed by clouds and dust and dogs. You mean that one? I feel so confident about their theory that I'll turn it over to the audience. My dear, I am like, Fred, you gotta say the first thing that comes to your mind. And it's gotta be clean, and it's gotta be spontaneous, and I guarantee you it'll make sense. Are you ready? I am like, she froze. Oh, wait. Grandmother's dog that ran away. Yeah. I feel so confident that I'm gonna ask the keyboard player. Yeah. Eric Drew Feldman. I am like
a flying crowbar.
A flying crowbar, yeah. Scott. Complete this phrase to me. I am like. He's like a good boy. A good boy. He's like 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 a good boy. Kind of like a red tin bus. Made in Taiwan. Walking down the street, they say, huh? Who's that crazy bus driver sitting in that bus driver's seat? Well, I say, that crazy bus driver you see sitting in that bus driver's seat, that's my heart. The heart is the crazy bus driver. Thank you.
Okay. I'm not going to pretend that this is going to be anything but terribly loose tonight. This is the plan. At least we cared enough to have a plan for tonight. We will verge onto the electric at various points, but it is generally acoustical as much as we can fudge it. This song is dedicated to Mr. William Bendix, the brother of the inventor of that famous liquid, Fred Windex.